Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Happy Hour. I am your host, Gretchen Garrity, and it is just me this week. Last week's episode was literally the best, you guys. It was like a dream come true recording with Arvin Olano. He is one of my biggest inspirations, so if you didn't catch the last episode, I 100% recommend that you go do that. Like a 1,000,000% recommend, because it was so good. But I felt like because I had him on as a guest, and then I think the week before that it was me and Max, I was like, I think we're due for just me chatting with you guys, because this is just really for me and for you and my little passion project. So basically, this episode was completely suggested in a Happy Hour Podcast Instagram comment. If you guys are not a part of that Instagram, you should definitely go follow. It's just HAPPYHR Podcast. That is like how you spell the Instagram, because Happy Hour, like HOUR Podcast, I think was taken. So yeah, Happy Hour Podcast. And I just post every week on there when there's a new episode, stuff like that. So basically, someone commented that I should make an episode all about this, about making a new place feel like home. And I thought that was a fantastic idea, because that's exactly what I have been up to for the past 2 months, really trying to make a brand new place feel like home. A completely, I don't know how to describe it, just, yeah, new place for me. I was gonna say this place is a stranger to me. Like, I visited a couple of times last year when Max was here, you know, but like, I never lived here before. I've never been here before that. And yeah, it's totally new. I feel like the only other time in my life, I guess, that I made a big move like this was going from Albany, New York, where I grew up, to Boston, Massachusetts, where I went to school and have lived for the past like 5-6 years, whatever it was. And that almost didn't feel as difficult for me, because I was going to college, like, surrounded by friends all the time, and I had gone to Boston so much growing up, had visited, but this is like a whole new ballgame out here. And whenever I meet neighbors or anyone and I tell them like, oh yeah, I just moved here to Boston, they're like, wait, so you literally know no one? And I'm like, yeah. But yeah, this is really what I've been doing the past 2 months, just making this place feel like home. So I thought that this was just such a good idea. And I feel like right now, I don't know, I guess a lot of people, I would assume, that are listening to my podcast, watching my YouTube videos, following me on Instagram, everything like that, are around my age typically. That's what my demographics say anyway. And I think just being in your young mid-20s, it's always like a big transitional time in people's lives. Not always, but I feel like a lot of times you're graduating college, you're moving new places, stuff like that. And I feel like in the state that our world is in, that people's plans and moving plans and everything like that have all changed and gotten all crazy. And yeah, so if you are in a new place right now that you just moved, or if you had to move back home, we're back home with your parents for a while, like I was, stuff like that, I don't know, I just thought that this would be such a good episode to talk about stuff like that. So yeah, if you couldn't tell, I was plugging the Happy Hour Podcast Instagram. Go follow and comment on the post. It's really the best way for me to see your feedback, see your suggestions, everything like that. Like I said, this really just came from a comment on one of my recent Happy Hour Podcast Instagram posts. So yeah, last week, you guys, that episode was just chef's kisses. Like, seriously, go listen if you haven't already. I know I already said, but really a dream come true. Whenever I found Arvin Olano's YouTube videos, it must have been over the summer, or maybe in the spring. I know he started in January, so I found him like pretty early on. I feel like I want to say he had like 20,000 subscribers or 30,000 subscribers. Now I know he just hit 50. So exciting. I'm literally his just biggest fan. And they just helped me so much with, well, really what we're talking about today, making my new place feel like home. He helped so much with that and helped me develop my style of design and interior decorating, that sort of thing. And he just like inspires me to be fully me and not care what other people think because he's so like that. So yeah, if I haven't like plugged him enough, you guys know I've talked about him for so long. So that's just why being able to record with him was so much fun. And the lesson you can take from this is shoot your shot, people. You never know, because I was so nervous to DM him, of course, being like, will you be on my podcast? Like I just, you know, you think ahead of the time. I'm like, oh, what if he says no? What if he's busy? What if he doesn't want to? And it worked out so well. And I feel like we just got to hang out for like the hour and a half that we recorded. And selfishly, I was like, this is so fun. Like I was personally just so happy. I'm like, are we going to be friends? Like, you know what I mean? So yeah, enough about last week though. Right now I'm recording at our dining room table, like in our, I never know what to call this. If you guys have seen my Instagram photos or videos or anything of our place, it's all just one open room sort of. Like the kitchen is to my left, our living room is to the right, and then there's this weird awkward space in between where you fit a dining table, but it all kind of just looks squished in there. Like it looks kind of funny, but that's how like the model unit for our place is set up. And it would have been like an awkwardly open space if there wasn't a table here, but with a table here, it feels like it's a dining table right next to your coffee table and couch in your living room. It's kind of funny. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is I have only ever recorded here one other time when I was with Max. It makes a lot of sense because when he was on my podcast with me 2 weeks ago now, it's just the two of us, so we recorded out here. But typically I will record in our office. Yeah, that's where I always record. Like there's really nowhere else. I'm not doing it in our bedroom because Max will be here and he'll be like watching TV with Brody or whatever out here. And he really is so quiet. I'm like not even complaining about that at all. Like he's always so quiet and very considerate of me recording. But it's just really nice to like be home alone doing this because he is at the rink right now. And Brody, well, I was gonna say he's entertaining himself, but now he's like fully sleeping. I have to be quiet not to disturb him. He is such a good sleeper though. He could sleep through like anything. He was chewing on his toys right next to me, and I wish you guys could see him. I wish you could see, like I wish it was a video too and a podcast, because he's so cute, like fully knocked out right next to me. I also noticed he is such, well, I would say he's a mama's boy. I guess he's a dad's boy too, because I think he follows me and Max around equally. But yeah, he just follows me around, especially when I'm here alone, because it's just me. I'll go sit on the couch and he'll come sit on the couch, and then I come over to like our bar stools and I'm like eating a snack, and then suddenly he's laying by my feet at the bar stools. And now I'm recording at the dining room table and he is less than a foot away, just knocked out on the wood floors. He really likes the wood floors more than carpet, we've noticed, or like the couch or the bed or tile too. He likes, that's probably even better, because I think with his fur he gets hot. Like I'm like thinking about him, like he's kind of always in, like in a winter parka essentially with all that fur. So no wonder he likes the cool floors better than like a soft plush like warm surface. I don't know, he's always laying on like the wooden floor or the tile floor is what I'm trying to say. Enough about Brody. I digress. You know that I could talk about him all day long. He's literally like my best friend. But yeah, that's the situation currently. And wow, you guys should know that today as I'm recording this, I am not going on any social media, which has been so nice. I literally need to do this more often. Maybe I'll pick a day that I do this like every week, like Sundays. I was just vlogging about it though, because I'm vlogging, I'm making it like a whole video, of course. I wanted to challenge myself to document the whole day not going on social media and see if I would be struggling or more productive. And what I can tell you, it is the afternoon now, that I have been very productive, very not distracted, and I've really been loving it. I haven't really been missing it. I think just because I'm on it so much though. So yeah, I don't know, like if I pick Sundays every week to not like delete, like literally I deleted Instagram off my phone, YouTube, Snapchat, and Facebook, and wait, did I say Twitter? Yeah, that too. But I never go on Twitter. I never go on Facebook. It's really just Snapchat, Instagram, YouTube. And I think TikTok is still downloaded on there, but it's on like the last page of my apps. I never go on TikTok. So yeah, I haven't been on social media all day. And like I was saying though, if I picked a day every week, I just really like sharing stories, like being in the moment and like sharing my day with you guys, and especially connecting with you guys, like replying to comments, everything like that, and like reposting your stories when you mention me. So I just feel conflicted. But I just have had this inkling, this feeling for a long time now. And now I can confirm it is true. I just know that Instagram is like the number one issue with my productivity. It's the bottleneck in my process, if you will, of working. Like, yeah, it's just Instagram for me, you guys. Like, I don't know what it is about Instagram. I feel like people feel this way about TikTok, which I'm sure is the reason why I've never really gotten into it, because I know whenever I do go on it, I go on it once every month or 2 months, and I'll scroll for like an hour, but it feels like I blinked my eyes, and I'm like, wow, this is even worse than Instagram. Like, it's really addicting. And something about Instagram, like, I'll go on to just post on Instagram, post some stories, whatever, but I just get so roped into it. Like, I scroll through my feed forever, look at everyone's stories, and then this is where it really gets me, when I'm stalking, like, random people that I don't even know. Like, so weird. Human beings are so weird. Why am I even interested in, like, random people that I don't know? I don't know. But I'll go on the Explore page and literally scroll for, like, hours. I need to check, or what I really need to do, you guys, you're probably, like, thinking this in your head right now, I need to set a limit of apps. I know you can do that on your phone. You can set limits. I wonder if I set like a limit on Instagram, if it would like not let me go on the rest of the day, because that's literally what I need. But since I'm vlogging about it today, and you guys are hearing this on the 23rd today, as I'm recording, this is the 20th. This is going up Friday, the 23rd. Honestly, that vlog will probably be up when you're listening to this today on the 23rd, or like tomorrow, because it gives me enough time to edit it and put it together and everything. But yeah, stay tuned for that. And also, as I'm recording today on the 20th, tomorrow is Max's and my 2-year anniversary. It's so crazy. Like, I can't believe it, but I also can at the same time. You're like, duh, like, it's tomorrow. Like, it's almost every year how Christmas comes up. I'm like, okay, like, I can't believe it, but I can, because it's been a year since the last Christmas. But like, time just flies, I feel like, as you grow up. And yeah, like, so much time has passed since our last anniversary, but I also can think back to our 1-year anniversary like it was yesterday. We were in Reading, Pennsylvania. I was visiting him. We were opening our presents in his little bedroom. And I also remember the day we started dating like it was yesterday. And the first person, we were still at BU on campus, and we went and saw Louisa, and she was like the first person we told. And I remember she took a picture of all three of us like hugging, because we were like so excited. Oh, I miss that. So yeah, I like really can't believe it's been 2 years since then. Like, it feels so long. But like, also at the same time, on the other hand, it feels like Max and I have been together forever. And everyone says that, I'm sure, or maybe not, but maybe some of you are thinking, wow, I feel like you guys have been together for like 4 or 5 years. Because Max literally was like, if you told me that our 5-year anniversary was on Wednesday, like, I would believe you. He's like, it literally has felt like forever. So yeah, it has felt like a while. I'm really excited to, I'm just trying to make tomorrow like a fun day with him. I want to not work, and I just want to be really in the moment and celebrate our love for each other. That sounds so mushy, but yeah, I don't know. That's really exciting. And I feel like now more than ever, just getting really excited over little like holidays or fun events, or like packages getting delivered today, or like an anniversary, or I don't know, stuff like that, or even Brody turning 6 months. Like, having little things to get all excited for and celebrate is so my thing, because it's like, that's what life is all about, right? Like, the little moments. So yeah, I mean, side note, this has to do with the anniversary, but his presents are so delayed, you guys. I ordered them, I'm like, Max, I swear, like, I ordered your presents like really in advance, like at least a week in advance. Okay, maybe like a week and a half, maybe that's not that advanced. I should have planned ahead with the pandemic. I feel like everything is so delayed. I think like the majority of it comes tomorrow on our anniversary, so hopefully it comes not at like 9 p.m., you know. And then I want to like say what it is on here, but he still probably wouldn't have gotten it. I mean, he's not listening to this anyway, whatever. One other thing is literally not coming till next Monday. I tracked it, so sorry, Max. But yeah, Also today, I hope you guys don't mind that we're just like catching up and chatting for a sec, because since I haven't gone on social media for the day, I've like texted my sister a little bit or whatever, but Max has been gone for a bit and I've been here alone, so like we're just chatting. Like, you're my friend right now and we're catching up, okay? So, oh wait, that actually just reminded me, I digress, but The Bachelorette is on tonight. It's Tuesday. I'm so excited. Yeah, see, it's the little things, you guys. Like, I'm so excited for that. But, I mean, I guess as you're listening to this, you already watched that episode. I feel like this season is just so crazy. Like, I've heard all the rumors, but you never know what's true. And, yeah, also today, I guess we're just going through my day. Are you guys having a good day? Today, I had a great day without my social media. It sounds so bad to be like, I hate social media. Today's going amazing that I don't have it. It's like, no, obviously I love it. It's like my passion and lets me be so creative and share my life with you guys. But also it's really cool to have a break because I've never not had Instagram on my phone. Like, I've never had a day without Instagram for the past, 8 years of my life. Like, seriously, like, that's so crazy to say. But what I was saying is today I had a big long workout. I just feel like I'm sounding so dramatic, but I feel like I actually have that much more time in the day since I'm not wasting it scrolling and just, yeah, literally wasting time. So I had a nice long workout. Oh, also, like, video coming soon, not really soon, like soon-ish, has to do with that sunglasses emoji. That's like what's in my head right now, like little smirky emoji. This is a hint. I'm foreshadowing in the podcast if you guys like care and are interested. I just be excited because it's really exciting for me. So I guess you don't have to be excited because I'm excited enough, so it's okay. And oh, also today I was working on a fun project that isn't really a secret. I just don't have enough to say about it yet, really, but it's starting. It's in the works. And I apologize for being so elusive. And don't you hate when someone's like, oh my God, I'm so excited. This like secret thing, like this secret project I'm working on. I can't talk about it though, but just like, I'm excited. But that's sort of like what I'm doing right now because I just feel like there's fun, exciting things coming. So be excited. And especially you guys listening, I'm sure you may know what that could be. Wow, I'm really giving it away. Anyway, let's get into my just format. You guys know that I do every week. We'll talk about something that I'm happy about and a fun little quote. It's actually two this week. And you know what else I'm realizing? I feel like this, you know what? Whenever I say this though, I'm like jinxing myself. I feel like this episode is going to be on the shorter side because I feel like the answer to making a new place feel like home is quite straightforward, and I just want to be concise with you guys. So sorry this episode is like a little shorter than usual, but whenever I say, guys, I feel like this episode is going to be shorter than usual, it's always like the full hour or like even longer. So yeah, I guess we'll see how this pans out. But right now, this week in specific, I am so happy about my day planner that I got. That sounds so lame to be like, I'm so excited about my planner, but like I really am. And it's just really helping me schedule my days and be more realistic because I read a comment on my latest YouTube video last night and it was saying like really how helpful daily planners are because I was like, I've never had a planner like this where it literally each day it says 8 a.m., 9 a.m., 10 a.m. Like it goes all the way 8 a.m. through 8 p.m. So you can write like each hour what you want to be doing. And they were just saying like really how helpful they are and how you feel accomplished instead of like disappointed in any way when you aren't finishing like what you wanted. And I so relate to that because I feel like I've always made to-do lists that are so long and I never finish it that day because it's not realistic or attainable at all. And then I'm just disappointed and I never feel like I'm making forward progress. But I feel like with the day planner, I immediately realized on the first day I started using it, I'm like, Gretchen, no freaking wonder you aren't accomplishing all the things on your to-do list because from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., I would have like three things on each hour that I wanted to do. And I'm like, wait, I can't do that. This one thing, like recording a podcast, for example, it takes me an hour or even longer. It just depends on the episode. And then planning it also probably took me at least 30 minutes. And you know what I mean? Editing through it is another couple hours. So yeah, instead of me writing a to-do list that's like, do this, do that, clean your bedroom, vacuum your floors, mop, like take Brody for a 2-hour walk, work out for 2 hours, clean your whole bedroom, do your laundry, record and edit your podcast. Oh, also record and edit a YouTube video. Do you see where I'm going? Like this would never fit into one day. So yeah, what I'm saying is this day planner really has just helped me writing it all down, like pen to paper, and be like, oh, I actually am doing a lot. I just haven't even realized it because I've always felt like chicken with my head cut off trying to do 10 things at once. And it's really helping me simplify things, being like, okay, it's 3 o'clock, I'm doing this, or it's, you know. So yeah, that's just really helped me. I feel like I'm seeming so like focused on productivity and I'm like, no social media today. I have my daily planner. But yeah, that really is what I'm happy about. And oh, here's my two quotes. And they really go with this week's theme, making a new place feel like home. So this one quote I found from Maya Angelou is, the ache for home lives in all of us. And I really like that. I'll say it again. The ache for home lives in all of us. Because I think the reason I really like this one and pick this out is because I feel like looking back in my life, I definitely would have disagreed with this. I would have been like, I don't need a home. Like, I am so spontaneous. I don't even know I would describe myself like in high school and in college. I just loved traveling constantly. I definitely put my health and well-being and like feeling grounded at home with values and family and morals and I don't know, things like that. Like that was definitely on the back burner. And I was just so go, go, go. Like I have so much life to live. Like I'm only young once, travel, all of that sort of stuff. And then you definitely hit a point where you're like, wait, 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 wait. I really love being at home. I feel way more grounded. I feel way more okay. Suddenly, I stopped getting sick every month because I was taking care of my health. Who would have thought? And drinking enough water and sleeping enough and all those type of things. So, yeah, I just really like this quote because I think no matter how much you love things like I did. And I mean, now you really have to slow down and be home because of what's going on in the world. But I just so realized that the ache for home really does live within all of us. Even if you don't think it does, I think it does deep down. And even if you don't agree with me, I feel like it will come out at one point in your life. And then the other one, this is so cliche. So good thing I said my good one first. There's no place like home. I know this is so cliche. Didn't Dorothy say that in The Wizard of Oz? But like, really, there is no place like home. I feel like no matter, again, how much you can say, like, I just look back to myself in college and I would tell my parents, like, I am never living at home again. I remember when I was 20 years old. I was like, Mom, are you kidding me? I'm 20 years old. I'm never living at home again. I am so grown up. I'm such an adult. Like, LOL. No, I wasn't. I was 20. I was like, you know, turn my room into a bowling alley. Like, I'm never living there again. Whatever. And she like cried. She was like, Gretchen, I'm gonna miss you. Like, you need to live at home again. But I just felt like I was always trying to be so adult and mature and grown up and not care about where I came from or my home. It was just sort of like where I'm going. And then you realize that there literally is no place like home. And it has so many memories. It's so nostalgic for you. It's a place that you know the best. It's a place you'll always feel connected to your family and your values and your roots. And getting deep over here, but it just really is so true. I just have felt that so much in all my travels and being in college. Like, you just appreciate your home base that much more. I definitely did grow an appreciation for home much more when I was in college, because anytime I was home, it was like, whoa, I was so noticing all of the trees and the nature, because I didn't have that in the city that I was living in. It was so city and like sort of concrete jungle. So just all the things I was missing about home, I appreciated that much more. And like the food I would eat at home and just being with my family, obviously, and just everything to do with that. So yeah, with all that said, home is so special to me, and I'm sure it is to you guys as well. And I just feel like as I grow up, I realize, I wouldn't say I'm a homebody, but how much I would like to be a homebody and how much I recognize having your home base be a comfortable, cozy, welcoming family filled with like values of love. And I don't even know. Do you guys know what I'm saying? Like, how much all of that is so important. So moving on, in making a new place feel like home, I know it can be so scary and obviously such a big, like I said before, time of transition, such a big change in your life if you are moving to a new city. And even if you're not in a new city, just any new place, like I was in Boston for how many years, but every year I was in a new apartment. And so it's like every time you're in a new apartment, new house, new condo, townhome, whatever it is, you are making it your new home. And I think in doing that, the biggest things obviously, are furniture, decor, what type of style you appreciate and align with and are going for. And the reason I think of that right away is because your furniture is quite literally what is filling your space and what you are looking at and sitting on and eating off of, you know, every day, sleeping in, that sort of thing. So I think that really is going to make or break feeling like home to you. And the decor, I just feel like, goes above and beyond. I was talking, like I said, with Arvin last week on last week's episode, and he was like, you know, it's crazy how much some greenery, some new plants, a new rug, and like artwork will really elevate and change your space. And I so agree with that. And I think in thinking what style you are, I mean, I still feel like I don't really know. I would say I really align with what Arvin said. He would classify his style as organic modern. I have never heard that before he told me that, but I'm like, wait, I really love this. This is so my vibe. Very like one hotel vibes, at least in my mind. And that's what I always said I have been modeling my new home after. Just very neutral, bright, nature-y. Is that a word? Just like elements of nature, like very natural, rustic. I don't know if that's a word, but more like, I'm touching my table right now, like reclaimed wood, very, yeah, I don't know how else to describe it. And that's what really resonates with me and what makes me feel really calm and at peace. And yeah, I just think that goes a long way. And obviously making a new place feel like home, personal elements, like you really need that. I think that's what changes your new place from feeling like a hotel and just something out of a catalog that's really pretty, but it's sort of cold and not, like, I guess, inviting to you and your loved ones in a way, because I feel like you need those personal elements. For example, family photos, personal memorabilia, is that the word? Personal just elements and maybe pieces that have been in your family for a while, things that remind you of home, stuff like that. I guess for me, maybe like my YouTube plaque. I don't know. That obviously has a lot of meaning to me. Oh, this is a really good one. When we were moving into our new place, I really want it to be special for Max and I, our first place together. And, you know, I was thinking of things in my family's home that I could, you know, generously or nicely ask my mom, like, could I bring this here? Stuff like that. And for Max, I was thinking, you know, there's got to be elements. I don't know if you guys know, but I lost my dad last year and he lost his Nana, people that were very, very close to us. And I definitely wanted elements of them in our new place to feel just comforted and like they were here with us. So maybe you have a similar situation, or even if it's, I mean, obviously people that are alive in your life and you just want memories and to just remember your family and sort of be reminded of them. And so for Max, I was thinking his Nana had a lot of quilts that she made, and they are gorgeous, just beautiful, like the best quality quilts. They're just so nice and obviously have so much meaning. They're very special to Max and I since she made them, and we love them. They're so gorgeous. And I was like, Max, I wonder if we could have a couple at our new place. And he was like, I love that idea. Like, that's such a good idea. So things like that, I just feel like really, again, just elevate your new place to feel like home instead of just like a house or an apartment. It really does feel like home. And I mean, for my dad, I'm just thinking, I know I've shared this a lot, but I have this oatmeal container. It sounds dumb. I have this oatmeal container that I've always had my oats in. And my dad wrote a note in the lid. He would always hide notes and things for me. That was so him. And one time when I went back to college, I found this little sticky note in my oatmeal container lid that was like, I loved having you home, sweetie. Miss you already. And I keep it there. And just things like that. Yeah. Just, this is really deep over here, but really remind me of home and make it feel like my new home and like a home base. And thinking about like when I'm homesick, or, well, I guess home for me, I don't know anymore what I would call home. I guess this is my new home. Like my whole life, like my home base, I guess, was Albany, New York, where I grew up. But then also Boston really feels like home to me because I lived there for so long and felt like I grew and developed so much as a person. And I just freaking am obsessed with Boston. So when I'm homesick, Boston sick, whatever that is, I do things that I would do there. That really helps me. Well, I guess anywhere. I can FaceTime my family. That always helps. And watch movies on FaceTime too with friends or family. But things that I would do like in Boston, and when what I'm trying to say is things I would do in Boston when I miss Boston, I try to do them here, right? So there's so many things I can't do here that I would do in Boston, obviously Boston, that are just like there in that city. But things like go get a coffee and just like staying busy, because my life was like so busy in Boston, helps me. Now, I mean, we go to Target for fun. That sounds sad. Not saying that Allentown is boring, just that I can't really give it a fair judgment since I'm not going to workout classes here. I'm not going to the movies. Are they even open? I don't know. Things like that I would do before, but obviously with the state of the world. So this is kind of a sad time to move to a new city because I don't know how much exploring we can do safely. I mean, we need to do more exploring for sure outside or walking through like neighboring towns. Everyone's like, you need to go walk around Bethlehem. So like that obviously we can do. We're going on hikes with Brody. We need to be better at that since we're so... It can be so easy to slip into your routine of comfortable and just doing the same things every day. But it's like, I think also in making your new place, new town, new environment, new whatever it is, feel like home, just being involved and finding new interests and fun things to do really helps. And I was also thinking when I feel homesick, well, I was going to say we love going to take walks with Brody because, I don't know, just walking him is so much fun. And I feel like I'll do that if I'm getting kind of down. But I guess that wasn't even something that we would do before in Boston or in Albany because I didn't have Brody when I was in Boston. But yeah, I mean, that brings me to my next point, that a pet seriously helps so much. I mean, they just make your life better in literally every regard. As you could tell, I was going off earlier about how much I love Brody. But seriously, if you are lucky enough to be able to have a pet right now, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like they really help your new place feel like home because they have such a loving energy. And I don't know, it just makes the vibe here feel complete in a way, if that makes any sense. And I mean, also in a way, like the pets, I think a sort of complete like family energy vibe that I get here is also from, we talked about this in our episode, Max and I, with our episode together when we talked about what it's been like living together. And our older neighbors, we were talking about how like a lot of our neighbors are a lot older than we thought. We thought people would be like our age, but everyone's kind of like older and has like kids that are grown up and stuff like that. But that also makes me feel really like safe, and it feels like such a, yeah, again, like family complete energy. Like we were like, even though they're not our parents, they are parents. And so it feels just like comforting to have parents around to chat with. And yeah, I don't know. I was just thinking about that. Also, I realized that I told you guys about furniture and decor and stuff. And actually, one thing, sorry, I'm like cracking my knuckles. I also am like shifting around in my chair. If you can like, you hear that? That's like the cushion in my chair moving around. So sorry. But when I was talking about furniture and decor, I realized that I didn't really tell you guys on here, at least in the episode with Max and I, about our furniture fiasco. And should I talk about it? I guess I'll just talk about it quickly now then, because that was one thing that we recorded for so long and I was like, okay, we don't even like have time for this, it's fine. And oh man, you guys, because if you are moving into a new place and in a new home, trying to make it feel like home, furniture can be so freaking stressful because it is so expensive. No matter how you slice it, furniture is so expensive. I mean, honestly, finding out about Facebook Marketplace in this past year has been like life-changing. And I know I saved so much money from it. And I know I've talked about my YouTube videos, the RH Outlet. The Restoration Hardware Outlet. Saved me so much money as well on such quality pieces, stuff that's so organic, modern, like I was saying, the vibe that I really like and I'm going for. And yeah, it was really nice. But basically, I mean, I think I talked about it on my YouTube a little bit, but if I didn't on here, I guess I should just mention that I'm right there with you. If you're like, this is such a just ordeal, like a huge ordeal, furnishing your new place, because it really is. And I feel like it takes so much time. And whenever you're in a new place, all you want to do is have it all be done already, right? And like have your bed and have your nightstands and your table and your chairs and your couch and your coffee table and whatever. And it's so hard too, because when Arvin and I were talking about it, he's like, the worst thing you can do is rush. You really have to take your time, because then you find pieces that you actually really love and you're going to keep for a long time and through your style, and you're not just filling it with random stuff to like get it over with, which I felt like I was doing a little bit, because you just want to be done. So it's so hard. And yeah, we just had the biggest fiasco. Basically, long story short, for our fiasco is, I would say I did a good job planning ahead. I had some really nice pieces that I picked up from Facebook Marketplace, so that was easy and all good. The issue came with the Restoration Hardware outlet, and it was quite inconvenient, but it was so worth it for spending half as much on the furniture as if it was being delivered to me from Restoration Hardware, if you know what I mean. And it's all brand new furniture that's exactly the same, but literally half as much at the outlets, because I think it's all pieces that are returned or maybe damaged a little bit. And I've definitely seen items in there that are for sure damaged, like have a big scrape or chunk out of the wood or whatever it is. But everything I bought is literally in perfect condition, and it was just like literally half the price, which is so nice. And I think the reason for that is because when something is returned, they probably can't, you know, ship that out to someone else that ordered it, and there is no delivery from the outlet. So I would have been just like, oh, just throw it all in a truck and come deliver it to my apartment. They don't even do that. It's like, if you buy it, you take it like that day or the next day if they are nice enough and will hold it for you, and you have to transport it. So that's the inconvenient part. But it's, again, it's so worth it for like saving so much money. And yeah, it was just a hassle. Like, of course, the day we had the U-Haul after we moved, I only got some chairs and they didn't have like the other items I wanted. And then after I returned the U-Haul, I mean, learning lesson, I would have kept the U-Haul for a lot longer, but like, would that have been really expensive to keep it for the week? I don't even know. And then I went to other outlets and found stuff I wanted and it wouldn't fit in my car. And then I tried again another time when my car was empty, and it didn't work, and I cried. And this is like an hour and a half each way, mind you. And then Max and I rented a Tahoe, and then everything still didn't fit. And then he went back again to pick up the nightstands. Yeah, I'm being vague here because I feel like I talked about it on my YouTube, but it was so crazy. And now I'm just so thankful though that we were, I wouldn't even say I was patient, I was like fuming the whole time, like, oh my god, like this is taking up all day every day, I'm so overdriving. But now I'm like, it's so worth it. And yeah, just I'm right there with you if you are furnishing a new place, because it's so tough. And right now everywhere you order decor furniture from is so delayed. Can I please tell you guys that the first thing I ordered for this apartment in July, yes, that's right, July, our sectional couch is still not here. It is the end of October and it is still not here. And I've gotten updates. It's like, okay, they finally finished like building it or putting it together. And I'm waiting on the shipping company to call me to schedule it. And I called them yesterday because they left me a voicemail 2 weeks ago. They're like, oh yeah, we'll let you know when we'll like schedule the delivery. And I'm like, hi, did you forget about me? Like, I got this voicemail, but no one ever followed up. And they're like, oh yeah, no, like you should just be waiting on a call still. Like, we're not ready to deliver it yet. I'm like, okay, no worries. So, oh man. It's a tough time to get stuff like that. But anyway, you just make do with what you have. And I was just thinking about that because really how you fill your environment with your furniture, with your decor, just everything in your space is so important if you think of it that way. I mean, especially if you work from home like me, that's your environment that you're spending every day in. And I feel like for me specifically, I am highly affected by my surroundings. I mean, who isn't? And I just like to keep that in mind, like when we're looking at filling our bedroom, right? I like to keep it super cozy. I was gonna say minimal, like minimal-ish, because I don't like, I think it's a balance between being minimal, but I also don't want that to feel cold and empty and not inviting and warm and homey, you know? So I like to keep everything really neutral. I'm sure you guys have seen my place sort of spa-like for the bedroom, very zen, because that's exactly how I want to feel in there. And so I just go off of that. Like I said, I think about when I'm putting my new space together, I just think of places that I've been the most zen and happy in my life. And I go off of that, like the One Hotel, like places that you go on vacation, hotels, you know. But again, you need those like personal touches to not make it feel just so sterile and minimal and all crisp and clean and white and no like personality. So I think, you know, like I wanted definitely the place in my place to be in my, I wanted places in my new place, my new space, to relax, unwind, decompress, but also elements in my new place to motivate me to get after it and like live my best life and, you know, have a great day and wake up and work hard. And I think that's sort of like in our office. I want that to be such an environment conducive to, I don't know, learning, working hard, focusing, not being on my phone. And then it's like out here in the living room, we have like a really slouchy, comfy couch. Well, that actually is going to end up in the office because like I said, we're waiting on the sectional. But I just want it to be more cozy, relaxing. Like you're not working, you are solely relaxing. And then my bedroom, I will not do work in there. I'm so happy that I finally had that separation because when I'm in my bedroom and I'm going to bed, I just know like it's bedtime and I notice like such a difference because it's that much easier to go to bed because I think having the separation, my brain's like, okay, it's bedtime. Like I'm sleeping in here. And before I used to lay in my bed all day and work in my bed, you know, in college and stuff when space was tight and I felt like I never even sat at my desk. But it really is so important to have that separation in your brain. I feel like it really helps. And yeah, so that's like mainly what I wanted to talk about. I hope this is helpful in making your new place feel like home. And the last thing I want to talk about is cooking, because for me, cooking really makes my place feel like home. I just think something about like spending time in the kitchen and making something, like you're putting an effort and you have this fun outcome at the end that you get to enjoy. And I sound like such an adult here, but it really is just so much fun. I put on music and I feel like I'm truly like living in my space. And again, I just think back to like apartments I had in college. I never cooked. I would eat out every meal and I just felt like I sort of slept there, but I wasn't like living in my home and enjoying it. And so cooking really does that for me. And especially if you are cooking family recipes, nice hearty dinners, especially when it's cold, like a nice soup or something. I don't know. I just feel like an adult that is truly embracing the spirit of my home. And that sounds so cheesy. But those are kind of the things that I do to make a new place feel like home. And I'm sure I'll have better tips and a better idea even more once I actually get to like get out in Allentown a little bit, explore. Like it's not like I've been to, you know, I mean, we've gotten takeout from restaurants, but I haven't been to any restaurants here or again, like workout classes or any type of stuff like that because of the times that we are in and it's not necessary, you know, so I'm just trying to like be safe over here. But yeah, it's definitely a balance because you want to live your life and I guess focus on your well-being and your mental health. Like I would go crazy if I could not leave this apartment at all. So it's like going through the drive-thru for coffee is like a really fun outing, or like going to Target because we're getting groceries, but I also get to browse in like the home decor section. Like that is what does it for me these days because life is just pretty simplified, but it's nice. And it has been such a change of pace here. You know, I said that the other day to one of the employees in a store. I was talking about how I moved from Boston and they're like, oh, like how's Allentown versus Boston? And I'm like, definitely a change of pace. And she was like dying laughing. She's like, you think? Like a huge change of pace. But I was so ready for that. And I've lived in the city for so long. And it really reminds me, it's totally a similar vibe of Albany, New York, where I grew up. It really does remind me of home, just sort of being in the suburbs with like families around and grocery runs are the fun things to do. But it's like, I don't know, it's nice. And yeah, again, Brody just makes my whole life because he gives me so much to do. Like this being that I love so much that I get to take care of and exercise and feed and relax with, he keeps me company. Like it's just so good. So yeah, that is sort of how I made my new place feel like home. Some tips for you guys, some ideas. And thank you so much for listening to this episode. And I'll catch you in my next one. Bye.